Anti-regime protests continue in Bahrain in the face of Manama's intensified attempts to silence its critics. Bahraini protesters took to the streets on the eastern island of Sitra and in the northeastern village of Samahij. Protesters waved flags and chanted slogans in solidarity with students jailed over the participation in anti-regime rallies. The demonstrators praised the detainees' resistance as sacred. The protests come ahead of the start of the new school year in the Persian Gulf Kingdom. Dozens of people have been killed in the Al Khalifa regime's ongoing crackdown on pro-democracy protests since 2011. Thousands of others, among them doctors, teachers and students, have also been detained by security forces. Well, to discuss this situation further, let's go to West Virginia and talk to Professor Colin Cavell. Welcome to the program, sir. Professor Cavell, we see doctors, students, etc., being jailed in Manama, in Bahrain. What message does this send out to the world?
Hassan, as your video just showed, the many thousands of protesters in Sitra and Samahij, led by youth. Youth are leading this revolution in Bahrain because youth are healthy, they're agile, they're intellectual, they're quick, and they have not been bought out or become jaded. Youth demand truth, and they see that the Bahraini regime, the Al Khalifa dictatorship, is completely illegitimate. Youth will not accept that. They want the right that every citizen of this world demands, and that is the right to have their own government. Democracy, and that's why they are leading this protest movement. The youth demand truth, Hassan.
And of course, Professor, do you think the people of Bahrain would change their strategy in the way they protest against the monarchy?
Well, given that the United States has the Fifth Fleet there and are arming the Al Khalifa regime with sophisticated weaponry, it's an island nation, so it prevents any types of guns or anything being moved into the island. So what the people do have is their ability to protest and to withhold their labor. What the regime wants to do is make sure that they do not withhold their labor and that they only get certain amount of time to voice their opinion. That's why the regime jails them, tortures them, and makes sure that all of the top activists are put away so that they cannot lead or give voice to the masses who want to end this oppressive dictatorship. The youth demand truth.
And again, the same critical question, why is the Western media silent about what goes on in Bahrain?
They're silent, Hassan, because it is so blatant, the hypocrisy of the United States. Barack Obama claiming to stand by people who support freedom. Right now, his coalition of the willing includes the Gulf monarchies and all of the oppressive dictatorships of the Middle East to fight a creation of the United States, ISIS or ISIL, in order to violate international law so that we can go into Syria and build that Qatari pipeline. That is the bottom line of this whole effort, which is not fooling many people around the world.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks, sir, to Professor Colin Cavell from West Virginia. Thanks for your time there, sir.